Welcome to The Motivated Mind, where I challenge you to expand your perspective on how to achieve a successful life through motivational lessons, reflections, and interviews with other motivated minds. Welcome back to The Motivated Mind, a top 100 health podcast, thanks to each of you. This is episode 399, and I'm your host, Scott Lynch. If I brought you any value, please be sure to leave a review, hit that subscribe or follow button, and please be sure to share the podcast. Thanks for making The Motivated Mind part of your story. Having spent over a decade in the cannabis industry, I've witnessed many consumers, myself included, grappling with the overwhelming abundance of options and information available, especially when it comes to navigating the thousands of cannabis strains. It's like navigating a maze. And driven by this challenge, my team and I embarked on a journey 4 years ago to change this narrative. Our goal was to provide consumers with the data and education necessary to make informed decisions, enhance their cannabis experience, and ultimately improve their lives. Today, I'm grateful and happy to announce that we've launched HashDash, the world's first personalized cannabis matching platform that leverages over 637,000 cannabis strain data points to match you with your favorite cannabis that aligns with your unique preferences. Our platform centers around three key pillars: matching, community, and education. All three are aligned with our mission of empowering cannabis enthusiasts and newcomers alike, transforming confusion into clarity in the vast world of cannabis consumption. Say goodbye to the guesswork. Discover, learn, and elevate your cannabis experience with HashDash. Sign up for free at HashDash.com and find your cannabis match. That's HashDash.com. The average life expectancy for a male in the U.S. is 73.5 years. The average life expectancy for a female in the U.S. is 79.3 years. Let's cut this right down the middle. Let's say that we live 76.4 years. That's 669,264 hours. But we need to shave off how long we've already lived. For me, I've already lived 289,080 hours, which means I have approximately 380,184 hours left. And this doesn't account for time spent sleeping. I average about 8 hours of sleep per night. That means over the course of the next 43.4 years, I need to account for those sleeping hours, which means another 347.2 hours shaved off. So I actually have 379,836 hours left. This is empowering. It's a stark reminder that life is not infinite. It's a reminder that the time we are given is precious. It is priceless. It is irreplaceable. The hand of time doesn't slow down. It doesn't stop. And because these things are true, it means we have no control over time. We have no way of yanking on the second hand of that clock and slowing it down, or turning the gears of time backward, which means the only aspect of time that we control is not time itself. It's how we spend that time. It's how we spend the time we're awake those 16 hours each day. It's how we leverage our time with our family, with our friends, and with our career. And within each of these categories of our life exists returns, things that we receive in return for giving our time, giving time to our family, giving time to our friends, giving time to our health, giving time to our career, and depending not just only on the time we give, but the effort we give within those moments of time. This is what equates to the return we receive. Time multiplied by effort equals return. And this is true for every aspect of our lives. If we give more effort to our relationships, we have better relationships. If we give more effort to our health, we become healthier. If we give more effort to our career, the right one, mind you, we have a more fruitful career. The level of effort with everything that we do is what determines the level of return we get. And the beautiful thing about this life is that we control where we commit our time and effort. That is 100% on us. And that is empowering. It means we have a blank canvas. We have the steering wheel. It means we have the power of choice. We have the dial of effort within our grasp. And at any point, we can turn up that dial of intensity. But many of us choose not to. We leave the dial turned down. Why? When you have a child, there's two things that are always on your mind: fun and safety. And Dabble and Dollop have helped in both areas. Our daughter used to dread bath time, but with Dabble and Dollop's delicious smelling 3-in-1 bubbles, body wash, and shampoo gels, we are able to get our daughter fresh and clean while she enjoys splashing and playing with bubbles, saving us a lot of tears and headaches. We also drop in a sweet smelling fizzy bath bomb for a pop of color, entertainment, and moisturization. While our daughter giggles and splashes her way through bath time, we take comfort in knowing we are using non-toxic, cruelty-free, dermatologist-tested, hypoallergenic products that help her feel and smell amazing. They even have Easter egg bottle toppers for your shampoos and conditioners that come in heavenly scents like honeydew, vanilla, and coconut that you can mix and match, which also lead to some fun and imaginative bath times. Dabble and Dollop has everything from bath time shampoos, bubble baths, body washes, conditioner, lotion, and bath bombs, to bath toys and accessories, to sets that let you try out your favorite products. Visit dabblebath.com/motivated today to get 20% off your first order with us. That's dabblebath.com/motivated and get 20% off for being a listener of The Motivated Mind today. Maybe we fear the possibility of giving too much time and effort and receiving little in return. Maybe we fear the effort itself and what that takes. Maybe we think we can't dedicate that level of effort. Notice something interesting about each of those thoughts. Each one is based on assumption, assuming we won't receive enough, assuming we can't deliver high effort and intensity. And sure, maybe those assumptions are based on previous experiences. However, that doesn't guarantee future results. It does not guarantee future outcomes. And if this is our mindset, well, then the return of our life will be low. And if this is low, so will the level of our happiness and success. Now, if we step into the equation of time multiplied by effort, and we truly turn up that dial to a level that we have not committed to in the past, well, then time has a funny way of showing its face. We realize what normally took us years to see a return, we see in months. The dynamics of time shift. And this shift is what makes us hungry. Where most of us go wrong with time and effort is through our assumptions. And assuming leaves room for interpretation. It leaves room for thoughts like, well, could that outcome have been a reality? Would the outcome have been different? What if I did turn up my level of effort? These are the thoughts that seep into our minds at night. These are the thoughts that hold our eyes awake at 1 a.m. These are the regrets we have when we're 76.4 years old. That doesn't need to be our reality. It doesn't need to be how we spend our time. Here's where the beauty of effort shifts the dynamics of regret and the questions that normally go unanswered. For many of us, lack of effort really comes down to fear. But if we decide to do something, if we choose to do something, whatever that might be, whenever that might be, if we turn up the dial of effort, and I'm not talking about halfway, I mean turn the dial all the way up, with our family, with our friends, with our health, with our career, whether we perceive them as easy, whether we perceive them as hard, if we give it our best, beyond our normal definition of best, if we move that bar, if we win, if we lose, even if it's a middle of the road return, if we get what we want, if we don't get what we want, whatever the return, whatever the outcome, if we have that dial cranked, we no longer have to be weighed down by regret. We no longer have to wonder, could that outcome have been a reality? Would the outcome have been different? What if I did turn up my level of effort? This is how we achieve greatness. This is how we alter time. This week's shoutout is by Mafei, who sent me a DM on Instagram. Hey, I hope you're doing amazing. Last Saturday was my birthday, and I decided to be even more disciplined. So I found your podcast this morning, and wow, you're incredible. Thanks a lot. For an opportunity to be next week's shoutout, please leave an honest review on the podcast. Send me a DM on Facebook or Instagram. Who knows, you just might be the next shoutout. Thanks for listening to The Motivated Mind with your host, Scott Lynch. I hope you enjoyed my deep dive into how you can alter time. If you did, share it, shout it out on social media, or drop a rating and review. Stay connected with me on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, and TikTok at Motivated Scott. Don't forget to join me every Monday and Thursday for new episodes. I love you all, and thanks so much for listening. The Motivated Mind is a legacy division.